USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday as the violence in the area continues to escalate. The calls coming as an Israeli airstrike destroyed a building in Gaza City that housed the offices of several international media organizations. In his call with Abbas, Biden urged Hamas to stop firing rockets into Israel. He gave Netanyahu his strong support for Israel's right to defend itself in their call. And Colonial Pipeline says they've restored normal operations to the country's largest gasoline pipeline. The more than 5,000-mile-long pipeline that supplies nearly half of the gas to 17 eastern and southern states was hit last week by a ransomware attack. The company was able to partially restore service on Wednesday night. They say it still may take several days for fuel supplies to return to normal. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
New data from the Border Patrol shows that encounters with illegal immigrants are up, and single adults are now leading the surge. The Border Patrol says they encountered more than 173,000 migrants in April, an increase of 3% over March. But more than 108,000 of them were single adults, up 12% from a month ago. Austin Scarrow, Chief Border Patrol Agent for the Del Rio sector, tells Fox News about the state of the border in his area.
Our single adult numbers are up almost 450%. Our unaccompanied children numbers are up almost 250%. Family units, almost 250%. We've seen folks from 70 different countries here so far this year. It's significantly busy. This month, just to put that into perspective for you, this past April, we caught around 21,000 people here in the Del Rio sector. That's more than we caught the entire first 7 months of last fiscal year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden has revoked a number of executive actions taken by former President Trump in the last year of his administration, mostly in response to the protests over systemic racism and police violence. The orders include Trump's move to establish a National Garden of American Heroes, an order related to conservative complaints about social media censorship, and orders he signed to protect monuments and statues where protesters were targeting Confederate symbols last year. Those demonstrations intersected with the summer protests against the murder of George Floyd. The president also revoked a 2019 Trump proclamation that purported to prevent immigrants who will financially burden the United States healthcare system from entering the United States. In announcing the suspension, Biden said the Trump healthcare order does not advance the interests of the U.S. For Biden, these measures are meant to present to the world a changed and more progressive stance on humanitarianism and social issues. They also follow an earlier suspension by the Biden administrations of Trump's 1776 Commission, which sought to counter recent strides made by the American education system to describe more accurately the violent and racist roots of the U.S. government and society. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.